Cha-ching! Achievement unlocked. 5 days out of five. Snow FM breakfast for your pajama and champagne Friday.
Yes, it is pajama and champagne Friday. But Simo, I've got a little bone to pick with you.
Oh yeah.
Why do you say cha-ching? Achievement unlocked at the start of the day. Surely you'd say that at the end of the day.
Well, we're not here at the end of the day.
Good point.
Getting in early.
Proceed to continue staying at the start of the day. I stand corrected.
Just looking forward to what's to come. It is 6 past 6. What's on our plate?
So, Simo, a German town that's been around forever is offering people over €1 million to try and prove that it doesn't exist.
What? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Intriguing. They need all the euros they can get, right? With there's like Brexit happening and like the money in Europe is like funneling to all the countries.
Well, Brexit aside, I reckon we can all agree that having €1 million is a nice thing.
It's handy.
Yes, it's definitely something to pop in the back pocket.
Hello, Black. Brooklyn in the summer on Snow FM Breakfast. It is Simo and Jordan hanging out 13 minutes past 6 for your Friday.
Hey, now, Simo, do you want €1 million?
€1 million? That's got to be at least 2 million Australian, right? Exchange rate?
No, I don't think it's quite that much.
No, it's not.
I think,
well,
1.5-ish.
Yeah, it'd be in that realm.
I mean, if we check tomorrow, it'd probably be 4 million or something like that. Who knows? Yeah. Well, a German town, I'm going to try and pronounce it, Bielefeld.
Oh, yeah.
Simo, you have German ancestry. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yeah, I don't know, maybe.
There you go. Do you want to have a go at pronouncing the name?
No, I reckon you got that right.
Ah, there you go. You didn't want to have a crack?
Bielefeld? I don't know, that's a bit too French.
Yeah.
Bielefeld, there you go.
No, that is definitely French.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oui.
Anyway, so this town in Germany, which name may or may not be Bielefeld, is offering €1 million if anyone can prove that it doesn't exist.
So, what... Why do they not want to exist? Why are they offering a reward for that?
So there's a joke that goes around Germany, this witty German sense of humour, that this town doesn't exist. It all started back in the mid-90s when a student lightheartedly posted a message saying, Bielefeld, there's no such thing.
Okay.
And it's just spiralled out of control to even the point of the German Chancellor Angela Merkel is kind of joking about this
place.
Oh,
my goodness.
So, yeah, so so this is part of a marketing campaign for the city.
Brilliant.
Yeah, they kind of like prove that we don't exist.
Turn it on its head. I thought it was coming from the city itself, like they wanted to disappear, like there was some kind of like camo.
No, they don't agree with the political climate at the moment, and we're like, see you later, I'm out.
Yeah, they're like trying to do some kind of camouflage city, or like, you know, they're trying to make waves in, what is it, like the industry that involves spies? I can't think of it right now.
Spies.
Yeah, I guess.
So, Simo.
No, is it intelligence, maybe? Maybe they're like an intelligence community. They're like, look, we don't want to exist anymore. Can someone help us out? We'll give you some money.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, there would probably be cheaper ways of doing it. But, Simo, how would you make a town disappear? Or how would you convince people that this town doesn't exist? It's a town that dates back to the 9th century, which is a lot longer than Australia. It's got over 300,000 residents, a university, and a medieval fort.
Maybe I would just suggest, like, it's the same city that is in that show, Under the Dome, you know, the Stephen King novel?
No, I haven't seen it, but Under the Dome, is that the same presence as the Simpsons movie?
It is exactly the same premise as the Simpsons. So, because does Springfield exist?
Whoa, that's a loaded question.
You should probably do your research.
I think there are multiple Springfields in America.
Okay. But there's not the actual one. Like, it's not actually based off a place.
I don't think so,
The cartoon?
No, I don't think so.
See? Job done. Made it disappear. Peace of your heart, Medusa. Good boys as well on Snow FM Breakfast for your Friday. And we are discussing, well...
Area 51.
I didn't want to say aliens, but there is that kind of alleged activity out there, right?
There's a potential, there's a chance that there could be aliens in Area 51. So you missed it. A guy set up a Facebook event as a bit of a joke, saying let's all storm Area 51. They can't stop all of us. That event got over 3 million people. It has been shut down by Facebook and... Since then, I've kind of petered out into nothingness. But Simo, you've got an update. Is it still happening?
Yeah, so September 20, they're still expecting a fair amount of people to head out that way.
Uh-huh.
So naturally, there's a couple of small towns out there that are a little bit concerned.
I mean, I'd be a little bit concerned just living so close to Area 51, but, you know.
Well, that's why the town is only made up of 50 people.
I see.
It's a conspiracy. They're all in on, it.
So hang on. So what, 3 million people are going to go to this town of 50 people?
Well, like you experience in day-to-day life, if you set up a Facebook event for all your mates to come over,
yeah,
right, what's the percentage that you normally get the return on?
You get about 20% actually attending.
Yeah. Well, in this case, they're actually expecting out of the millions upon millions that suggested that they were going to go, they've got, well, they've estimated 30,000 people are still going to rock up to Area 51 on September 20.
So 30,000 people in a town of only 50.
Yeah.
Still not, you're probably going to run out of beds quite quickly.
Well, there is a, it's a town without a service station, no grocery store. All that's there is just like the housing, a restaurant and a motel, right? So naturally the
Good luck getting a table at that restaurant on that day.
Yeah. And the main thing that she's worried about apparently is securing enough portable toilets.
Oh, portalist.
Yeah, yeah, big time. So she's gone hard, the owner of the business. So far, throughout mid-August, she's secured 30 portaloo toilets. Yeah.
30's still not enough.
30,000 people rocking up looking for aliens?
Yeah, still not enough. But I like that that's her number one concern, not like water or beds or food or accommodation or anything like that. Just toilets.
She's got one thing working in her favour, Jordan, in that if they do see aliens, they're not going to make it to the portaloos before they soil themselves. Rules, Face to Face, song about a stalker on Snow FM Breakfast, 20 to 7.
And Simo, we're talking about Kevin Rudd. You probably know him best as the former Prime Minister of Australia.
Yep.
We know him best as the person who threw down the challenge looking for a game of handball.
Yes.
We accepted his challenge and now he's running scared.
Typical.
Typical.
Why are we not surprised?
They put out a video going back a couple of weeks ago, just randomly, challenging people to games of handball?
Yes, he did.
Don't really understand why. That's a very big question in this.
It's a thing. He's been on the campaign trail, not for politics, but for the great game of handball. If you're not familiar with handball, it's the kind of the high school lunchtime activity. There's some squares on the ground. You're hitting a tennis ball, like a rubber ball, whichever one is kind of available.
Because,
you know, at school, there's always the one kid that always remembers to bring the ball.
Yeah.
The rest of the time, you don't really have a chat to them, but lunchtime, they are king.
So, Simo, so you were king of lunchtime, were you?
No, it wasn't me. I would never remember something like that. Kenny was the guy that always brought the handball when I was at school.
I remember we played with a basketball once.
Oh,
that hurt if it got hit into you.
That's dire times.
No, yeah, so Kevin Rudd, so we posted a video challenging people to a game of handball. We have responded, obviously. We threw down the challenge to him. We wrote a song.
We did the work.
We sent him messages. We've done the lot. Ruddy is, he's running scared. That's the only way we can suggest it. He's running scared.
Big time.
Like, he's just worried because he's seen that Simo and I are professional handball players. No, we're not. I haven't played since high school, Simo. Have you?
No, about the same time. Here he is, actually, in regards to he's been busy signing handballs.
Yeah.
That's the fake confidence that he's kind of exuding at the moment. The man himself.
G'day. K-Rudd here. Signing handballs. All 9,600, now 700, requests from all you guys out there who are keen on this greatest sport of all mankind.
Yeah, we'll stop it there. The rest of the video is quite boring. But yeah, so I reckon this is just a joke. He's trying to just dish us free handballs, thinking in the hope that we'll go away. Well, Ruddy, we're not going to go away. I mean, we did send away in request of a free handball yesterday, admittedly. But still, we're not just going to go away, Ruddy. We don't think you're just going to throw a signed handball at us and we'll go, because we won't. We definitely won't.
Well, this is what we sent this to his office a couple of weeks ago.
Hey, Ruddy.
Hey, Kevin.
K-Rod.
It's Simo and Jordan.
We're from the Snowy Mountains.
And we are the true handball gods.
We've been hearing you think you're pretty good.
He does. He fancies himself.
Well, we think we're better.
Yep.
Bring it, K-Rod.
I mean, the forehand, the backhand, the overhead smash. I got it covered.
We're throwing down the gauntlet, Ruddy, and if you don't respond to this, you're a wuss. And if you are a wuss, can you give us Anthony Albanese's number?
You really want that number?
Oh, not desperately.
We'll see you on the court, Kevin. Some strong words there.
Some strong words. So we thought we'd get the upper hand on him yesterday. Went and we signed a handball ourselves and sent that to Ruddy.
Yeah.
And as well as the satchel that he requested, already paid for.
We turned the tables.
In order for him to send the handball back. So, Simo, we will see what happens. The ball is quite literally in Ruddy's court.
And he is coming to Canberra to play handball. So, I mean, that is only a stone's throw away. We do go out on DAB digital radio in Canberra. So
this is an interesting development.
I mean, we were talking about the fact that Rule was had a song there about stalkers. Are we treading on that territory with K-Rod?
Yeah.
A little bit?
It's an interesting person to stalk as well, K-Rod. It's either we're weird or just very keen on politics.
The silver-haired fox with those glasses. Mm. Sean Mendes for your champagne and pyjama Friday Snow FM breakfast. Simo and Jordan hanging out.
And Simo, if you have too much champagne, you'll have a hangover and you'll be looking for a hangover cure. Do you have any, what's your go-to for a hangover cure? Do you just drink water?
Yeah, I think Hydration Station is what tends to be thrown around a bit.
Have a sports drink or one of those energy drinks. I find they work well. There is a way. There is a guy who thinks he has found a hangover cure.
Okay.
It does cost a lot of money and also involves a flight to Russia.
Okay, right.
Yes. Sorry, I forgot to mention that bit earlier.
Because you've
been... A couple of small catches.
Because you've been delving around in a lot of European news this week. Like, a lot of Germans have been busy.
I know, yeah, I have
This
been.
Time, is it the Russians? I mean, it's always the Russians.
Yeah.
Like,
so a Russian guy... Oh, it also involves a cat as well.
I mean, if it's the Russians, what this involves, I'm guessing, is probably more shots of vodka at around 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning.
You'd be wrong.
No, okay, really?
Yes.
All right.
So a Russian guy has put his cat online for sale. Now, the cat... stick with me.
I'm with you.
He's put this down as a hangover-curing cat. He claims this cat can cure hangovers.
Right.
To buy the cat will cost about $225,000
Aussie.
So it's a fair chunk of coin.
Yep.
This mystical cat apparently works miracles. He claims that it protects the house from evil and troubles and cures hangovers, which the number one big question is, if it does those two things, why are you selling this cat?
Yeah.
I know. I'd love one of those. But, I mean, I don't have $225,000.
Does the cat have a name? What's the cat's name?
The cat does have a name. It's in Russian.
Oh, nice. Does it translate loosely to meowlin?
No. I mean, there are a lot of very funny cat names.
Yeah.
This one, I mean, it may be a hilarious pun in Russian. I don't know.
Maybe.
Shipanov.
Oh, yeah.
I hope I said that right. Actually, now I look at it, it does have the word pun in it.
That is a famous cat in Russia.
So it's Shipanov.
Maybe we could get a cat and just test the theory if it kind of applies to all felines.
What, all cats can cure hangovers?
Yeah. What if that's the truth? The truth is out there, Jordan.
Well, I mean, cats are very mainstream. I feel we would have heard from... I mean, I've got friends that have got cats and they still get very hungover.
But who would have tested it apart from the Russians? I ask you, because, like, the amount of vodka that they're consuming, all I'm saying is that they are trying everything in the book to try and, like, get back to 100% in the morning.
Yeah, you've got a mythical cat. Yeah, why not? Well, yeah, we'll give it a try. it a try. Bring in the cats!
I'd rather live life to the extreme.
It's called the grind, bro.
Eating a meal, a succulent Chinese meal.
Somebody get me my board.
This is Chernobyl, and it's all thanks to Monster Energy.
That's right. Get yourself into the draw for that ultimate snowboarders package with us this morning.
Simo will read out the name of an item. That item is either a foodstuff or a snowboard trick. If you can guess which one it is, you will head into the draw. It's a 50-50 chance, Simo.
And regardless, even if you get it wrong, you'll also... We'll throw you a gift pack courtesy of Monster Energy. The number to call is 64572977 to play. And what we're dealing with this morning, Jordan, is the curried egg. Now, it's worth mentioning that we have had the McEgg previously,
yes,
which was proven out to be a snowboard trick.
Mm-hmm.
But this morning, curried egg. Is it a food stuff or is it a snowboard trick?
And it should be pointed out as well, even if it is a food stuff, if it's a snowboard trick as well, that will overrule.
Okay.
So they are the rules.
Good morning to our first caller through. Who have we got there this morning?
Russell.
Russell, good morning, mate. Heading up the hill?
Yes.
Beautiful. Are you an avid snowboarder or a skier? What are we dealing with?
Snowboarder.
All right. So he knows the game. He's in the game, Jordan.
Exactly.
All right. Take it away, mate. Is the curried egg, is it a snowboard trick or is it, in fact, just a food?
I'm going to say it's just a food.
All right. Russell, he sounds like a pro.
Uh-huh.
All right, here it is. This is Hans Strudelbauer giving us the answer this morning.
Schau, hier ist der Franz Strudelbauer. Da kann ich echt schmelly und farty, ja? Nothing for the snowboard and never before the snowboard. It blows you off the hill, ja? Servus.
It is, in fact, just a food. Russell, you got that? What kind of meals are you doing before you go for a bit of a powder? You there, mate, Russell?
It depends on the time of day, but usually just a bit of toast at the top for breakfast.
He's on the toast in the mornings. You are into the draw for the Ultimate Snowboarders package. Have you got a beard? I need to ask, because that is also in the pack. If you haven't got a beard, there's a snow beard. You got one?
No, I don't have a beard at the moment. I had to get rid of it.
Well, we've got one for
you. You've got another one now.
Yeah, we'll get your chin warm, mate. Have a great day up the hill for your Friday. You're into that ultimate draw.
Thank you.
Prince Akeem, Mike Posner this morning, Snow FM Breakfast. 20 minutes on the way to your 8 o'clock. Simo and Jordan discussing, well, what has happened in the last 24 hours to my nails.
Yes, Simo, there is a rather large elephant in the room.
Yeah.
Shall we say, which I have been distracted by all morning.
So, on the Facebook page earlier in the week, there was a 48-hour window to get amongst a vote for either you or myself to get a beauty treatment.
Yes.
Courtesy of Snowy Mountains Natural Health and Beauty, and I scored a 55% vote win.
Yes.
So now I have some lovely polished nails done by Rosie there.
Yes, if you head on over to the Snow FM Facebook page, there is a picture of Simo's hands there.
Mm.
So we've got we've got different colours on each
nail.
So we've got
white thumbs.
Yes.
Then we've got a nice yellow kind of opaque yolky thing going on in the pointed fingers.
It looks nice.
These ones, Jordan.
Why are you flipping me the bird, Simo? That's uncalled for.
They are some. That's a lovely deep red. And then what's is that the ring finger?
I think that's the ring finger.
Yeah, there you go. Purple on that one. And then I've got a nice kind of, what is that? It's like a forest kind of green.
Yeah, I'd say like a sort of dark green.
Yeah.
I mean, they look nice. They look nice.
And the catch is?
And the catch is, what is the catch?
Will they last for how long?
Oh, yes, of course. I was going to say, so when we discussed that we were going to be doing this at the start of the week, I didn't think, you know, we've been with the waxing was the first week.
And, yeah.
You know, I didn't think getting your nails painted was all that bad.
Mm.
And then yesterday, while Simo was doing it, the lady there told us that this lasts for up to 4 weeks.
Yeah, 4 weeks, man.
So, very glad I managed to avoid that one.
There'll be questions when I grip that pint glass for sure. The chain smokers, side effects this morning. It is Snow FM at breakfast and Omar Idol right now thanks to Mountain Munchies. Good morning, Omar.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Oh, we're both very well, thank you, Omar. I've just realised, actually, Omar, I forgot to RSVP, so I'll do it now. So, yes, I'd love to come to your barbecue over the weekend.
Oh, don't tell Simon Jordan.
Oh, is he not?
Is this?
It was just a joke, Simon. Okay. There is no barbecue.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Don't rock up to the house.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, I didn't realize. Yeah, no, sorry, it was just a joke. Ha 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 ha. Very funny. Tell us
good
another
one.
Joke, Omar.
Jokes are fun.
I'll leave my Hawaiian shirt in the cupboard. It's the only time it ever sees the light of day when Omar's barbecues are on, or my dad does a wicked barbecue. Get the Hawaiian shirt out. It's an absolute time.
Oh, this is awkward. What a nice morning it is.
Yeah, hello. It's beautiful weather here. It's nice and sunny this morning. Omar, are you going skiing over the weekend?
Oh, yes, I will go to ski. I will do it. It's going to be a good time because I'm not having a barbecue. I'm skiing.
Yeah, it's quite tricky to barbecue and ski at the same time, isn't it?
If anyone could.
I think Opa could do it. He would give it a red hot crack.
Yeah, he's one of the few male multitaskers I know.
Mm.
It's true. But remember, he likes to do the barefoot skiing. The skin on his feet is so thick, he does not need the skis.
That's true.
Yeah, I know. I remember hearing that. I'd love to see that in action. But unfortunately, Opa's going to be at the barbecue. Oh, no, sorry, there's no barbecue this weekend.
No barbecue.
Yeah, so I'll be able to see Opa doing his barefoot skiing. That'll be good. That'll be good to see.
Oh, yes. He's very talented, my Opa. Very talented.
Omar, are you ready to sing for us this morning?
Oh, yeah.
Ah, beautiful. Well, it is Omar Idol. It is all thanks to Mountain Munchies. If you recognise the lyrics, the tune, 64-572-977, give us a call and you win that Mountain Munchies voucher on a Friday. Hot chips are the bomb. I think you'll probably see me this afternoon if you cash in the voucher. Omar, take it away.
Oops, I did it again. I played with your heart and got lost in the game. Oh, baby, baby, oops, you think I'm in love. Then I'm sent from above. I'm not left innocent.
Fantastic, Omar.
That's right in her register. Omar, thank you so much. Buzzies, No Way on Snow FM Breakfast, and Omar Idol happening at the moment, thanks to Mountain Munchies, and I'd like to thank all the calls coming through. Plenty this morning, but he is quick, and we speak to him often. Etienne, good morning. How are you?
Good.
Ready to go. Now, apparently this weekend, you've got another sleepover happening?
Yes.
Alrighty. So what movies are on the list? What are you going to watch this weekend?
I don't know.
He doesn't. You don't know? What's the what are some of your favourite movies that you've seen lately?
Oh, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, there he is. Yeah, dropped out momentarily.
What are your favourite movies?
Avengers Endgame and the Lego Movie 2.
Lego Movie 2, that's some...
is a good movie.
That's dark, man. Batman in that is a badass.
Hey, Etienne, so you're not quite sure what movies you're going to watch this weekend, but do you know what snacks you're going to eat whilst watching the movies?
Yes.
What is on the menu?
Popcorn?
Can't go wrong with a bit of popcorn.
I tell you what else is on the menu for Etienne. If he gets this right, a voucher to Mountain Munchies. What was Omar singing this morning, Etienne?
Oops, I Did It Again by Britney Spears.
Etienne's got taste.
Hey, Etienne, how old are you again?
Eight,
so that song would have been a bit before your time.
Song's older than him.
Did you know the song, or did your mum have to tell you the answer? Is your mum a big Britney Spears fan?
No!
Etienne, thank you very much for joining us. Have a great day, guys. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Snow FM's The Wheel of I Won What?
And it's all thanks to Snowy Mountains Shuttles. Good morning to our first caller through, Harry. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
We're going good. You're in Jindabyne, is that right?
Yep.
Beautiful. What's happening today, mate? You got school, skiing? What's the story?
School.
Yep, good. Hit the books hard.
Hey, Harry, what's your least favourite subject at school? Do you have one?
Well, this will be good.
He's thinking about it.
Oh, I don't have one.
Yeah, no, they're all terrible.
Are they all good or all terrible?
Terrible.
Yeah, no, he's like, get me out of here, it's Friday. All right, Harry, let's get that wheel spinning for you, mate. You know how to play?
Yeah.
It's got to make a bit of a sound, and then we spin and then we spin the wheel for you. Go for it, mate.
Move.
Can't tell if that was a Shorthorn, Paul Hereford. I think that might have been a Belted Galloway, perhaps.
Hey, Harry, are you a cow enthusiast?
No.
He's got no idea. Well, what has he scored, Jordan?
Let's have a look, Simo. What is that? You have got a $25 voucher to Ella Messer, I believe.
Beautiful. So, like, does Mum ever go out for dinner, Harry?
Yeah.
Does she take you with her? What do you order?
Pizza?
Yeah, pizza.
Can't go wrong with pizza.
Beautiful. What goes on pizza? Does pineapple go on pizza? This is always a clutch term.
Yeah.
Oh, it does. Well, you're dead to us, Harry, but
I mean, I'm not saying this is going to start World War III.
Yeah.
So but it might.
It might. Harry, you've won that wheel of I Won What, thanks to Snowy Mountains at Shuttles for Friday. Have a great day at school, or at least try, all right?
Okay, thank you.
No worries. Bye. Jackie Chan now, Snow FM. Troy Sivan, Snow FM Breakfast for your Friday, shaking things up, and well, we're about to call not a friend.
Yes.
But we feel like they might be friends.
Well, Simo, nerves are rain in the studio. Our boss has literally just walked into the building as well. We're about to break one of the cardinal rules of radio. We're going to call another radio station. So this played on Sydney radio the other day. We got sent this little grab. Simo, I think you've got it there, do you?
Yep.
Emma, have a terrific day. Which station makes you feel good for breakfast?
No FM. 104.7.
Yeah, we do.
Ooh, go on.
Close enough.
So the announcer there was obviously hoping that Emma would say their station, you know, give him a little bit of a pump up, a little emotion. Unfortunately, Emma had other ideas, which, by the way, Emma,
We love you.
Gold star. Well done. We love you.
She's got boys on the brain.
But yeah, we're worried that, you know, this station in Sydney might be angry with us.
Yeah.
And we just want to say, you know, even though we're sort of rivals in this media, you know, we're all friends.
It's fine.
So we just thought that we'd give them a call.
We've got the number here.
We've got a number.
Here we go.
So we just wanted to give them a call. And just,
all right.
We're all friends. I hope they answer.
Yeah, me too. I mean, it's early.
It is early. Well, no, Sydney's still in the same time zone as us, so...
Good morning, Today FM.
Hello, my name's Jordan. I'm here with Simo. You're largely live on Snow FM right around the Snowy Mountains. Good morning, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I know this is a bit of a bizarre call to take. What was your name, sorry? Do you mind if I ask?
Bronte.
Bronte, good morning, Bronte. So yesterday on your show, someone actually called up and gave us a little bit of a shout-out.
Uh-huh.
Are you aware of this?
No, I'm not actually.
We've got the audio here for you, Simo. Can you just play that once
here
more?
Here it is.
Emma, have a terrific day. Which station makes you feel good for breakfast?
Snow FM, 104.7.
So we feel a bit guilty. We feel a bit guilty about that. We were just wondering if you could put us through and we could just apologise to him.
We just want to make sure because we're all friends here. We just feel a bit guilty that you guys might be a bit angry at us. We just want to try and smooth
things over.
Yeah, is that all right? Yeah, or can you just pass on a message from us, perhaps?
Sure, I can put you through. Was it on the breakfast show yesterday?
It was on the breakfast show. I tell you, maybe just pass on a message from us. Let her know that we're very apologetic and we're all friends here.
Okay, no worries.
All right.
I'll let them know.
Thank you so much for taking our call, Bronte. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye.
Jordan.
I was half expecting them not to answer. Hang on, have we hung up?
Yeah. We could have taken that further, man. Why did you...
Well, I was half expecting them not to answer.
Jordan's panicked halfway through that and gone, oh, man, they're gonna put us through.
I know, we're actually going to speak on Sydney. I'm not prepared for this. To be honest, I was expecting, because we didn't even call the studio number, we just called reception. I was kind of expecting them to not be in, and they would just ring out, and then we had prepared, this is war between us. But they answered, and she was lovely.
Yep. You feel a bit guilty?
I feel guiltier now. I feel like they should call and apologise to me.
I mean, now we should probably call Bronte back, really, to apologise.
No, let's just leave her, I reckon.
Dear. Here's a reminder. Emma from Cooma, now in Sydney. Thank you very much for this yesterday. Nope, not that one.
Oh, no, once Simo finds the correct button.
Here it is.
Emma, have a terrific day. Which station makes you feel good for breakfast?
No FM.
Yeah, we do.
Love it.
You need to calm down. Imagine Bronte now. She's halfway through her coffee. Who was that?